Yeah, it's, I guess it's what you're in the job for, isn't it? Days like that, and it's, if they get a big draw tonight, then it's going to carry on the mayhem. But that's all it's good news for, as far as we're concerned.
And when you look at it, obviously the job that Michael Appleton's done over the last couple of months deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, I mean to be honest, they had been playing good football from the minute he arrived. It's just that they hadn't got a sort of end product, and the start of last season, they were playing teams off the park and sort of losing 1-0, and he came under a fair bit of pressure. But to be honest, he stuck to his guns, and we're all kind of reaping the rewards now.
And when you look at it, obviously, to get that win over Swansea, it was a very good performance as well, because Swansea, that first goal they scored was a marvellous moment, and Oxford then after that, though, seemed to really be galvanised by that.
Yeah, I think when you go into a game like that as the underdog, I think you're hoping that the form team, the higher-ranked team, don't perform on the day. But the way that they sliced through for that first goal, you kind of hold your hands up and think, there's nothing in League Two that you see week in, week out that comes close to that. But the impressive thing was that they had been on top before the goal, and they sort of shrugged it off and just carried on the way they'd been going. I thought it was very impressive. They had a plan and they stuck to it, and obviously in the end it came off.
And when you look at it, one player who really impressed, Kemar Roof. I mean, he is someone who's really impressed in League Two anyway. This won't have done his heart any harm with the transfer window open now.
Well, I think United will have something to say about that. But yeah, I mean, people around here have known what he could do for a while. He's got this incredible knack for the spectacular and on the big occasion as well. I mean, he scored two goals in the big derby game against Swindon earlier in the season. And he's just got this brilliant eye for the occasion, I suppose. I guess it just shows you what confidence can do, because this time last year he was on loan at Colchester and was sent back after about three games, having not made the grade there. But him and Michael Appleton go back a long way, more than a decade, to West Brom's youth teams, and he just seems to have got the best out of him.
And I suppose that's the thing as well for Michael Appleton, because he's even said that he felt this was maybe one of his last chances as being a manager, because his previous spells haven't worked out for a variety of reasons. He's come to Oxford, though, and it's really working.
Yeah, I think this was almost sort of last chance saloon for him when he turned up in July 2014. If it hadn't gone well here, I can't imagine him getting another job in the Football League. Particularly, he's known nationally for sort of short spells at Blackpool and Blackburn and kind of fighting fires with Portsmouth. So, yeah, it was hard to say. I think he would always have got a job as a coach, because he's got a very good reputation, but it would have taken a bit of a leap of faith to appoint him after kind of four full starts. So, but he's got a plan and he's stuck to it. So, yeah, this time last year, a lot of fans, the jury would still have been out on him, but he's certainly winning them round.
And I suppose now then the FA Cup fourth round draw is coming up later today. I mean, as an Oxford United reporter, how do you see it going? Who do you think Oxford would want to get now?
I think it's the old chestnut of they would love a bit. Everyone wants a trip to Old Trafford or Anfield or the Emirates. It'd be a good payday. Alternatively, I think people, after the atmosphere at the game yesterday, which was sold out, they didn't get many sellouts at the Kassam, but it was a sort of memorable atmosphere, and I think they would fancy their chances against anyone on their home turf. So you look at the draw and there's a fair few games in there that don't set the pulse racing, but it's the same old predictable kind of for any of the big guns, really.
And I suppose now, if you get rid of the FA Cup for a moment and look at League Two, I mean, the aim has to now be to go up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think United have said all along that this season the league's the priority. They're still in the Johnson's Paint Trophy as well. They're only one round away from Wembley there, but they would happily give it all up for a top three finish this season. That's the absolute be all and end all for them. They've been in league. They came up from a spell in the Conference in 2010, and I think a lot of people thought a club of their size with their resources would kick on, but eighth is the best they've had since then. So, yeah, this is a golden opportunity that they really don't want to miss out on, particularly if the worst did happen and they'd missed out, then you would see I think three or four players would end up leaving in the summer for better things. You know, I think they're willing to stay for the moment because everything's going so well. But I guess the side could break up if they didn't, you know, do the job this season.